Hello, everyone. These are the sounds that we've discussed so far. Make sure you check them out before proceeding, since understanding these sounds will make it much easier for you to learn the coming sounds. And you'll find the link in the description. Today, we'll talk about two of the velar sounds. They come from the letters Kh and Ghain. These two letters produce Kh sound and Gh sound. And the technique we use to produce these sounds is almost identical. So if you learn one, you'll know the other just by applying a very simple trick that we'll talk about at the end of the video. We'll start with the easier one, and that is the Kh sound. Kh used to be an English sound. It was found in words that contain the letter combination GH. But it slowly turned into an F or it completely disappeared in some words. It still exists, though, in some Scottish and Irish dialects. It could be found in other Germanic languages like German and Dutch. Kh sound is a friction sound, which means it is produced by the stream of air passing between the raised back of the tongue and the soft palate. This is where you find the soft palate. Pay attention, it is not the same place as the uvula, which we talked about last time. The soft palate is that soft part of the roof of your mouth, closer to the side of your throat and not directly above your throat. You could use your finger to feel the area that I'm talking about to understand what I mean, and it will also help you to be able to place your tongue properly and, of course, articulate the sound properly. Since Kh sound is a friction sound, it means that there is no connection or touching between the back of your tongue and the soft palate. You must let air pass through them. Otherwise, you will not produce the sound correctly. If you're still not sure about the Kh sound or how the technique works, you could compare it to the sound you make when you're trying to force phlegm out when catching cold. Another trick you could use to pronounce the Kh sound is using the H sound as a starting point. So when you start H and keep lifting the back of your tongue and forcing it upwards till you hit the sweet spot and you start hearing the sound. Once you hit that spot, keep practicing it to save the muscle memory so you could use it later without any problems. It should be something like this. You start with H sound and force the back of your tongue, and there, when it reaches close to the soft palate, you start hearing the sound. So, there, when you lifted the back of your tongue high enough without touching the soft palate, you will start hearing the Kh sound. Here are some examples you're going to see for the Kh sound. Watch how the raised tongue or the raised back of the tongue looks like. Khalid. Khalid. Fakhr. Fakhr. Fakh. Fakh. Now, as for the Gh sound, Gh is the exact same technique, but the difference between Gh and Gh is the same difference between S and Z. So what does that mean? Try to put your fingers on your throat when you're saying S and compare that when you put your finger and say Z. You must feel some difference, right? The difference is the vibration you hear when you put your finger on your throat. It's not just what you hear, you also feel it in your finger. So Z, there is a little vibration you hear and feel on your fingers. And that comes because the vocal cords are vibrating. The difference between S and Z is also called voiceless and voiced. So voiceless sounds, you don't use your vocal cords to pronounce them, like the S and H. No vibration here whatsoever. On the other side, when it comes to the voiced sound, you have to vibrate your vocal cords so that you can pronounce the letter properly. So it would be z and r. There is your vibration. So kh and r are exactly the same, but with one exception, and that is how you vibrate or not vibrate your vocal cords. Now let's have a look at some examples. Again, watch for the raised tongue. Watch how my tongue, the back of the tongue, is raised to produce the sound. Ghar, ghar, thaghr, thaghr, farigh, farigh. So did you use any of these techniques and it helped you? Let me know what you think in the comments below. And if you have any questions, leave them there too. So this is going to be the end of today's lesson, everyone. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share the video for other people to learn from it. Thanks for watching, and see you next time. Salam.